From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. More jobs disappeared in December, and the Labor Department says the unemployment rate was unchanged at 10%. That indicates more people have simply given up trying to find work. Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says many economists expected a net increase in jobs last month.
The consensus was that we'd be sort of unchanged, maybe even gain a few jobs. So it's a little disappointing to see that we lost 85,000 jobs.
But Johnson also says December's job losses were nowhere near as great as in earlier months, and revised figures show 4,000 jobs were added in November. Johnson says there's now what he calls an uneven but positive employment trend. The Nigerian man suspected of trying to bomb a Northwest Airlines flight on Christmas Day is due in court today. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET has more from Detroit.
Nigerian national Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab will appear in a federal courtroom only days after a grand jury indicted him on charges of attempting to murder nearly 300 passengers aboard an airplane preparing to land at Detroit Metro Airport. Detroit was the scene of the nation's first post-9/11 criminal terrorism trial, and the U.S. attorney for the region, Barbara McQuaid, says the government has learned to balance security with transparency in such hearings.
Ways to handle sensitive information, we've learned how to deal with that. We certainly understand and expect the scrutiny that we're getting, and we should. They're serious charges.
Muslim American organizers also plan to hold a demonstration against terrorism outside the courthouse. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Heavy snow blankets the Midwest, and a winter storm system is churning eastward, slowing commutes and prompting schools to close, especially in the south. Forecasters expect unusually low temperatures through the weekend. The freeze continues in Britain, too, where the winter is the coldest in 30 years. Parts of the UK are as cold as the South Pole. Larry Miller reports from London.
Overnight, the Scottish Highlands village of Altnahara registered Britain's coldest temperature of this very cold winter, minus 8 degrees Fahrenheit. The village holds the record low temperature as well, minus 17 degrees in 1995. Satellite photographs show the entire British Isles as one blanket of white. After a day with no snow, it's begun falling again in eastern England, with that storm expected to spread across much of the country over the weekend. Thousands of schools remain closed. 4,000 homes in Reading, west of London, don't have water. There have been more canceled and delayed trains and flights. One of the increasingly rare commodities this winter is salt for streets and sidewalks. Thieves using heavy lifting equipment stole 2 tons of salt meant for Glasgow. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
St. Louis police say they've identified the 4 people who died in a workplace shooting yesterday. They say the suspect is among the dead. This is NPR News. 2 more men have been arrested in connection with the case of an Afghan-born Colorado man who denies plotting a bomb attack in the U.S. The men were arrested today as part of the investigation of Najibullah Zazi. He is convicted of trying to build and detonate a bomb in New York City on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Zazi's father and a Muslim imam have also been arrested. They are accused of lying to federal investigators. A new government survey shows baby boomers are taking their substance abuse habits with them as they age. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration did the survey. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Analysts studied 2 surveys done in 2002 and 2007. People were asked whether they had used marijuana, cocaine, heroin, hallucinogens, or similar substances in the previous year. In 2002, the rate of substance abuse among people in their 50s was 2.7%. 5 years later, when all people in their 50s were boomers, the rate had risen to 5%. Most of the drug users had started before the age of 30. What made people most likely to still be using drugs in their 50s? Being male, single, living in the West, and having less education and income. The analysts warn that aging bodies are more sensitive to drugs and have a harder time breaking them down. This puts older users of illicit drugs at a higher risk of accidents, falls, or injuries. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
China is now the world's number one automobile market. Chinese officials say more than 13.5 million vehicles were sold there last year. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.